Welcome to 2023. Are NFTs back? Is the market gonna start booming? Well, you're gonna have to watch the show to find out as we cover all things NFTs. And you know what? I think it's back. I think we're on the way. I think we're up to something here. Let's check in with my co-host, Yasi. Welcome to Goats in the Metaverse, my friend, and welcome to 2023. New year, new us, new crypto, new NFTs.
It's good to be back. Excited for the year ahead, for some big moves in the market, and hopefully some big returns for everyone in this game. We are already starting to see some good activity happening and some green across the board, which we have not seen in quite some time. So it is a time to be festive. It is new beginnings and new horizons. Anyone who did their tax loss harvesting at the end of last year seems to have been done. And now we're seeing some good small rallies in the market, hopefully the sign of things to come. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm whenever I see green, I'm happy. My mood, like, I just start cheering up. Smile comes over my face. Let's get right into it. Let's show the green. We haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
Boom, Ethereum, $1,263. Solana is up, and ApeCoin is at $4.10, which is very interesante.
Well, the biggest mover there is Solana, which was a week ago at just under $9, and seems to be having its rally back. Obviously, Solana was a big loser in the FTX fallout and has been under immense pressure. At its all-time high, was at about $290, now sitting at $13. Depending on your risk appetite, could be one of the biggest risk-reward returns out there. There's a potential 20x just getting back to its all-time high. So if you are a Solana believer, you're seeing some good potential there. $13.47, up $5 in the last 3 days.
Well, let's see NFTs. Usually when crypto's up, NFTs are down. No!
Boom!
Arrows, here we come. Everything is up. Everything is up. And this is a good sign. This is a very good sign. And I got to say, The last 2 weeks of last year, I thought things were going to plummet, and it seemed like they weren't. It seemed like buying activity was up. People were still spending money, which is quite interesting, right? You would think that people are going to be selling off for tax harvesting or whatever reasons. And I feel like there's been an uptick in the market overall over the last 2-3 weeks. What do you see here that you like, sir?
Well, we haven't seen Bored Apes with an 8 as the first number for quite some time. For the majority of last year, we saw it hovering in the 69, 65, 67 ETH range, seeing 82 ETH on the Bored Ape side of things, over $100,000 for an ape. Well, that's something. It's saying that there is some newfound enthusiasm, or at least some new money coming into the space again, and people are looking to trade. Azuki above 14 ETH, just over 14 ETH, another strong bull signal. Something being going on in the Azuki world. We saw just before the end of the year that beans were starting to have a rally. So something is brewing in Azuki. We don't know what it is, but something is happening there. And maybe the Bored Ape Yacht Club movement has got to do with ApeCoin staking, which we're going to do a dedicated show about and tell you more about how you can make some good returns on your ApeCoin if you are willing to stake. So generally, good positive sentiment happening around the board. Moonbird still pretty price depressed, even though it's up 7.85 ETH. Wondering what's going to happen there and if Kevin Rose has some tricks up his sleeve.
Pull it together, Kevin. Yeah, and listen, the API is super high on ApeCoin, and you know, the conversation is, well, a lot of people are making free money off their staking, and they're utilizing that money and putting it back into the market. And we've seen, you know, like rec guys from OSF is almost at 1.5, actually over 1.5 Ethereum.
So 1.6 ETH now, yeah.
1.6 ETH. I mean, you're seeing major movement. You're seeing across the board. And it almost seems like day trading is back a little bit. There's this newfound activity. And I think you got it. Yuga took it away from us from when they launched the other side. And it looks like they put it right back into the market here. And also, there's a mint coming up with Jimmy the Monkey on January the 11th. We'll cover that as well. So there's definitely some activity and some things to be excited about. And Doodles making some big announcements. Doodles teasing Doodles 2. Yossi, what is Doodles 2 and why should we be excited about it?
Well, Doodles 2 is the customizable ability to customize your doodle with some merch. And using the duplicator, you're able to dupe your doodle and start to put some, you know, swag on your doodle. What does that actually look like? How does that play? And what is the mechanism to do that? Doodles has started tweeting out a little bit of information about what that could be and how that works. They haven't done a lot of tweeting in the past or a lot of information. So it's good to see some communication happening from the team. In essence, you are able to use your duplicator and a doodle, and then you're able to start putting on wearables. Your wearables looks like something for their face, a top, some accessories. And the interesting thing here is that you can trade the wearables. So if you get something that's pretty interesting, or a cool piece of swag, maybe we're going to see some brand partnerships coming in the Doodles world, and you can trade that to customize your NFT. And I think this is what we're going to start seeing a lot more of out of these collections. Composability of your NFT, the ability to start customizing them and making them unique and using different new mechanisms and ways is what we're going to start seeing a lot more of. There's probably a lot more brand partnerships that are going to happen there in how you can make your NFT even more novel or more unique and more rare. It's also a way to bring in a broader audience into these communities. If you have a 10K PFP, you're limited to 10K. If you're able to start figuring out new ways to bring in accessories, new things that you can own, you can bring in people into this network without having to necessarily only own the core asset. We saw 10KTF do this extremely well. So Doodles starting to kick this off. They've announced when this will be happening, or have they announced when this will be happening?
I think they teased. I don't know if there's a date. I know it's happening at some point in January. And I'm going to ask this question. Are they like, have we seen this before? Are they a little late to the punch? Is this like...
Feels that way.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, this is what you guys been working on? Wearables? This is...
You're not impressed.
Yuga over here is giving you free money just by staking. I feel like they're way behind. And if you look at the price point and the floor price, and I hate to talk about floor prices, but it kind of shows it off, right? Like, they're almost like... A lot of people say, hey, we're building in the background.
And yeah.
A lot, you know, I think a lot of Doodle fans are still saying they are building. But the question is, the pace they're building at, does it stand a chance compared to what everybody else is doing and how fast others are building and how innovative they are and how transparent they are and how they're communicating with the community? I mean, I think those are things that I would be thinking about if I'm a Doodles holder or if I have a big bag of Doodles. Is this something that, you know, stands a chance? Is there a way to come from behind and take over the top? I'm not really impressed. Are you? I mean, it's cool, but how am I making money? I think that's going to be the thesis for 2023. In this down market, how am I making money? Or what is that long-term vision, and can I see it so clearly? And do I believe in it? Am I thrive with the community? Is I believe in these founders because they're out there and they're talking to me every day. I'm lacking.
You're not feeling it from the Doodles world.
I feel like they're a little bit disconnected. I hate to say it, but I feel like they're a little bit disconnected with what else is going on, and they're almost a little bit late to the punch. Maybe I'm wrong, and hopefully I'm wrong, because I am a Doodles holder. But let's see what happens. That's my two cents.
I don't think you're wrong. It is a little underwhelming, but this might be what they're reporting, and then we'll see on the reveal something more interesting. That is the kind of Doodles playbook. They don't tell you that much. There's other cup projects that kind of hype up and then sometimes underdeliver. Doodles has shown that they say little, and then on the day, they produce more. Let's see if that is consistent and true with this duplicator drop and the wearables. And see what we can learn out of that drop. And other big news in the world of Solana, one of the biggest projects in the Solana ecosystem, DGuards, which we've covered on the show before, and Utes have decided to move off the Solana. Two Utes, one show, decided to move that they're going to be moving off the Solana ecosystem and most likely moving on to Polygon as a new chain. This is big news for Solana that has been suffering since the FTX collapse, not good news for the chain when the biggest project decides that they're moving off. Frank DGuards has been very vocal about the decision, has gotten a lot of flack from the community, or definitely from the Solana community, about this decision, and that they need their believers now more than ever. What are your thoughts, Danny?
I wanted to know what your thoughts are. I think my thoughts are, if the biggest project walks away, there's clearly, you know, something there, and there's a reason why they're leaving. I was never as bullish on Solana as some other people were, so I think it's a good sign for Ethereum. I don't know. Like, if you have a project on Solana, and the biggest project in space leaves, you have to do your due diligence and think about leaving as well, right? Or say, you know, maybe this is an opportunity for us to now develop even further on this. I don't know, but you have to assume some other projects are going to follow suit, right? What do you think? I mean, you're the blockchain expert here, sir.
Well, we are DGuards holders and Utes holders, so we are both fans of the project and want to see it succeed. And I think this is about uncertainty and risk management. When there is uncertainty, you need to, as a founder, think about the levers that you can control and the level of uncertainty that you want to have within your project. We don't know what the incentives are potentially for Frank and the DGuards team to move on to another chain. Maybe they're being offered some kind of incentives that is also part of the rationale and reasoning. And if you're thinking in terms of your long-term builder, is this the opportunity now to move on to a different chain or a different environment? That could be the question that Frank is trying to answer here. But what it does show is that there is at least portability. There is the ability to move these assets across different chains.
It's not easy.
It's not trivial. There is a technology called Layer Zero and that supports type of multi-chain minting. I think we're going to start seeing more of that happening in these projects where they're Layer Zero compatible, where you can move across chains much more easily, because this cross-chain compatibility is going to become more and more important for reasons like this. If for whatever reason Solana turns out of the flavor of the day and becomes a dead chain, which I don't think is going to happen. I'm actually more bullish on Solana being able to turn things around over here. I still think there is a strong active development ecosystem and that there is strong support on the chain. But nonetheless, the founder has the choice. And this is what is exciting about decentralized technology, that ultimately people get to decide where they want to build, what they're going to do. And if the platform or the network isn't performing, well, you're free to fork it. You're free to move on. You're free to do whatever the fuck you want, which is different than what we're seeing in the traditional markets where there's one or two incumbents and those are your only choices.
And for those that are like, don't understand this ecosystem that well, this is a huge deal, right? This is like, I don't know, like an NBA team moving like to go play in China or something like that. Probably not the best example, but it's a big deal. Like, this is huge, huge news, big, big deal. I'm sure a lot of thought process went into it. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of, you know, both positive and negative feedback on it.
Agreed.
And like I said, this could be the new normal, right? I think the new normal might be multi-layers, right? Or people are going to say, hey, we're launched on this. And now we're going to go switch to a different one. And it is interesting from a technology standpoint of view. But as a big fan of Ethereum, I think it's...
Polygon must be loving life since 2022 was a good year for them. They got Starbucks coming on board. They had a couple of other big announcements of brands building on top of Polygon, and now potentially taking on the biggest Solana project onto their chain. They must be saying, well, you know, tokens. What's the Polygon token now? Matic tokens. Could be an interesting buy. I don't know. Haven't looked at what their price performance is at, but a lot of activity there. Maybe an interesting position there as well.
Not financial advice. Do your own research. But I will tell you one thing. NFTs are alive and kicking. Crypto is alive and kicking. And it's a good way to start out 2023. I'm excited. And for those of you who are fans of the show or who are new to the show, remember, we still have our giveaway. Boom.
Boom, the Goat Vault.
$708 that we're giving to you for free. All you need to do is hit that subscribe button. Once we have 5,000 subscribers, we empty out our vault and distribute it to our audience, which is you. So hit subscribe, tell your friend, and we hope you enjoyed the show. And we want to hear from you. What do you think? Do you think Utes going to Polygon is a good idea or a bad idea? We welcome your feedback, and we look forward to reading those comments. Hope everybody has a great week, and we'll see you all soon.